I mean, that's always been a stylistic choice for me in terms of dinner. I think, like, as a kid, you know, you'd go to Vegas and you'd go to, you know, different restaurants that were, you know, really the nuts and bolts of, to me, like, truthful conversation always comes at a dinner table. You know, there's always a wicked fight. There's always a breakup. There's always, because people don't want to see, like, you know, and from what I perceive, you know, if somebody's really going to have a really intense conversation, they don't have it at home. They take that person out to dinner, so they hope that it doesn't explode because they're in a public environment. And, you know, I've always loved films like The Godfather and you know, so on and so forth. And most of the most biggest and most fabulous filmmakers will say, stay away from a dinner scene. A dinner scene is very difficult. It's very, you know, cinematically, it's very difficult in terms of shot listing and storyline. And, you know, if you have more than five people at a dinner table, you have to be really good at what you do in order to be able to shoot that. So given my first project, The Undercard, I went for that stylistic, godfathery feel in that opening dinner scene. And obviously we see it explode. Trying to get through a meal and, you know, it becomes very confusing. You know, to every individual sitting there. Stylistically, I just love it.